Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Double Cleanse podcast with me, James Welsh.
And me, Robert Welsh. Hi.
Hi. This is a podcast where we talk all things skincare, makeup within the beauty influencer sphere, I guess you can say.
Realm of existence.
Realm of existence. And a few behind the scenes insights in what it's like to be an influencer of age.
Listen, we are sat next to each other today recording this in one microphone. So apologies if the sound isn't quite as crisp.
Also, you downplay that massively. We just recorded a video together and we have the microphone leaning on a stack of Robert's makeup brushes, palettes, a half-used tissue.
Yes, I want to use the other half later.
Listen, we don't have much time today. We are busy ladies this month. Oh,
ladies of business of
one. I'm going to be honest, I'm exhausted after this
month. We're tired. We have had, now everything has opened back up. We've been eventing. We've been doing things, saying things.
We've had a PR tour.
What does that mean?
And we've just been going around doing stuff and showing our faces in places.
Yeah, and it's been tiring. Like, after lockdown, I feel like even just going to someone else's house and socialising makes you tired.
Well, when the DPD person speaks to me for more than like 2 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, that was a social interaction. And I'm exhausted.
I just can't deal with this.
No.
So we actually did a little event today where we spoke in front of a crowd of people. Of millions, you could say.
Hundreds of millions.
There were people. There were animals. There were caves.
I'm so tired. I don't know what's going on.
But we basically spoke about things that we have learned throughout our careers as influencers, as makeup artists, as James.
As a James. Yeah.
Other Jameses out there will know what he means.
You can relate.
And we kind of want to share, though. We don't kind of want to. We want to share those tips with you.
You. But before we get into it, what have you been labbing? Right, let me go first because...
Yeah, go first,
there's
James.
This product by Dr. Suricle, I think you pronounce it. They do this thing called the kombucha tea essence. Something like that. Please excuse me if I'm wrong because I'm tired. But basically, I got the moisturizer from the same range and it's... Everything, it's basically fermented tea. So you have the goodness of fermented ingredients, which is like anti-aging, brightening your skin, moisturizing, hydrating, all that stuff.
All the good stuff.
All the good stuff with your green tea, so antioxidants, all this kind of stuff. But it's everything I wanted. It's like the essence and in a moisturizer form. Yeah, it's exactly what you think it's going to be. It's lightweight, yet somehow really deeply moisturizing, but hydrating.
Nice.
But perfect for oily skin. I absolutely love it. I got the lip balm. That is just as good. Highly recommend it. We'll probably talk about it on one of my videos soon.
Can I be a negative Nancy talk about a product that I don't like?
Yeah.
Because there's so many products that I really, really love and I think I could talk about a million this week. But I'll be honest with you, James, I'm not in the mind frame.
You're struggling this week.
I've really been liking a lot of products from Inglot. And I feel like they're not talked about enough in the beauty, YouTube beauty space. Although I'm sure a lot of makeup artists are very familiar and a lot of people are very familiar with her brand.
Sure.
So I was like, let me get one piece of everything. And I got a bronzer from them. And it's the AMC. It says Advanced Makeup Components Multicolor Bronzing Powder. This is one of the worst bronzers I've ever used.
Why so?
The texture is fine. It's the shade. I mean, visibly looking at it, it does tend to have these more orangey undertones to it.
I'm looking at it now. Imagine if the Pride flag was just beige.
Yeah.
It's literally...
With orange. And you know what? I like a bronzer that meets in between that kind of cold and warm. And this is just slightly too orangey for me. And maybe for my, it's just my skin tone. But I mean, I've used many bronzers and I've just been like, yeah, bronzer. Yeah. And this one it was one of the strangest colour I think I've used. And when I was coming to think, when I was thinking about it, like, who would I use this on? I couldn't really think.
No.
Like, I have bronzers in my kit that I absolutely love, and this just isn't it.
Maybe we'll save it for a 5-minute craft hack video so that, you know,
we'll,
it goes to good
we'll mix
use.
It with some cocoa powder.
Yeah, some aloe vera. Yeah. Right, listen, let's get into it. Commercials break. Let's go.
I hope you love it.
It might be us.
Yeah.
We're floating around somewhere.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
And we're back.
Right, let's just get into it. Because one thing, I think we're both coming at this from different perspectives. Because you obviously are professionally trained makeup artists.
Yes.
You worked with all these amazing makeup artists within your career.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm just a skincare enthusiast who has been lucky enough to get to interact with all these amazing skincare experts online. So I can put names to things, whereas your things are just kind of techniques, I guess.
I have learned things from every makeup artist I think I've ever worked with, and even clients who do things on themselves, where you're like, oh, that's such a good idea. Look, you know, people know how to work with their face shapes after working on their face, you know, all their life.
Yeah.
So you really do pick up a lot of valuable information.
You do. Listen, I'm going to start with one of the first things I ever learned as far as like a good skincare hack. That's the two-finger rule when it comes to sunscreen. That's from Jude Chow. And I believe I read her blog post about this. I feel like it was 2016. It can't have been 2006. I will put corrections if I'm wrong.
I was going to say, how old were we in 2006?
Sorry, my Apple Watch is telling me to stand up.
The fucking nerve.
I know. And then it tells you to breathe.
Do you know what I've been doing all day today?
It's like, excuse me, James, breathe.
Yeah, it's like, can you take a few minutes? Yeah. To be fair, we do hold our breath for no reason sometimes.
Anyway, I learned it from her and her amazing sunscreen reapplication techniques when it comes to like using a puff, like a little compact puff to reapply your sunscreen. And I've lived by those rules ever since. It was popularized again on Twitter. Tiara Willis, I think it was. That might be wrong. But I learned it from Jude Chow millennia ago. And this is the rule of putting two lines of sunscreen on your two longest fingers for your face and neck. And that should be the right amount of sunscreen to apply everywhere.
Let me tell you, it spreads.
Yeah, it spreads. You don't think it's going to go that far, but you get so much. And this isn't just her thing either. She learnt this from, it's like a famous dermatologist rule, esthetician taught thing.
Yeah.
You know, like any kind of medical thing you'll go on will say, discuss the two finger rule. But it, she really popularized it for me and a lot of other people as well. But yeah, it's just the thing that I still go by today. And I'm glad it got picked up again in the previous years. By Tiara Willis, but I'm glad it's been repopularized as well.
Yeah, that's valuable information with sunscreen.
Like, yeah, I just because like obviously everyone's like sunscreening, like Pete is saying, use sunscreen. But what puts people off is getting that exact amount, and there's so much science behind it. And there's so many things coming up about what you should be doing, and yeah, it's a good thing. You might have a bigger face, you might have a smaller face, but it's a good rule to go by.
Yeah. This is one that I actually didn't share earlier because I didn't want to swear in front of people.
Oh.
But I will always remember when I was being assessed by one of my trainers, and at the end of it, she was like, just calm the fuck down. And I was like, how so do you mean? And I think a really good example of it is when you hold your breath when you're doing eyeliner and you hype yourself up to think, if I ruin this eyeliner... That's the whole thing. I have to start again. I have to correct it with makeup remover or concealer, whatever. And I think it's really important when you're doing makeup, whether it's on yourself or whether it's on a client, if you get to a point where you're like, you know what, this is actually really fucking, and I can't do this look
anymore.
You
start panicking.
It's all going wrong. You start to panic. You start picking up colours. Like, let me add this. It's like cutting your fringe and it goes too far.
You just keep going and going.
And I think it's a good idea. I used to do this thing where if I felt like I was trying to do something and I didn't quite know what I was doing wrong or why I wasn't accomplishing that look. Say I looked at someone's eye makeup and I was like, that looks slightly uneven, but I can't quite figure out what it is. I would go away and then come back. So like literally take a minute and be like, I know it's not that deep, but sometimes we get really stressed.
Well, when you're doing a professional job and they're paying you to do this, you want to get it right. Yeah. And that adds on to the pressure.
Yeah. So excuse yourself from yourself and just be like, oh, I'll be one
excuse
second.
Me, I just need to go grab a half tissue.
Yeah, let me go and get this tissue I used earlier. Just take a step back and look and be like, right, what actually is going on? I actually did this the other day, right? I didn't realise I forgot to put an eye primer on before I did my eye makeup. I know. And it looked like...
Why?
It looked like I was putting eye makeup on top of sweat. It was terrible. I was like, what? Why is this not working? What is happening? And I just didn't cross my mind that I forgot to do it. And I just picked up this other colour. I was like, well, if I blend this colour into this and then smudge this over here. And I was looking at myself in the monitor and I was like, you look a fool.
You look like you were from Sims
you,
1.
You are you like you're from Sims 1?
Sims the one.
And then I was like, oh shit, I didn't use eye primer. But I was like, I didn't fix this because I was panicking. Mm. And I was like, I have this time and I need to do it right now. And I was like, if I just waited a second... I could have seen that actually, if I just, you know, added a bit more here or cut it off here, then it would have been absolutely fine.
Yeah.
Which leads, let me go into my other tip though, because I was just talking about eye primer. Yeah, speaking of eye primer, which is your absolute cure for everything on your face issues, eye primer everywhere, eye cream everywhere. Those eye products together are incredible. Oily nose, eye primer. Lips don't do.
Meet in the middle.
Your lips don't open.
Eye primer.
Oily T-zone. Eye primer.
Eye primer.
It really, really works. Mm. Or even like, say you want to neutralize your lip shade.
Eye primer. So what is it about eye primer that makes it different to a normal primer? So I got crusty corner nose, say. Mm-hmm. My normal primer isn't working. Why is eye primer going to solve everything?
Most of the...
Answer that.
Eye primer. Most primers that you use in your face are always going to have a benefit of maybe altering the texture of the skin to make it easier for foundation to apply. Mm-hmm. So it's going to smooth it out. Mm-hmm. Or it's going to mattify in a way that feels smoother. Mm. Whereas on your eyelids, we don't want smooth. We do want smooth, but we want it done in a way where it's a layer, a barrier, literally a waxy layer. Mm-hmm. Not like candle wax drying on your eyelid. Please don't do so.
Non-penetrable layer.
Exactly. And we want to block that oil coming through. So when we're blocking that oil coming through our eyelids, imagine doing that on your nose.
Yeah.
Around the crusty bits of your nose.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine your lip. And it's just one product that stays put.
Yeah. We're going to give you all 2 minutes to imagine that.
Imagine.
We need to fill some time. 2 minutes. Go.
One, two, three.
Right. Let me do my next tip.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Dr. Angelo Landresina. He's big on the TikTok.
Yeah.
He's a dermatologist, I believe from New York, yes. He kicked up a bit of a fuss on... He kicked up a bit of a fuss on Twitter.
Okay.
Earlier on in the year.
Okay.
With a video about the fact that maybe some people are showering wrong. And we discussed this tip today.
Let me just tell you I'm outraged. Okay. Carry on.
So I asked the room, who here washes their legs in the shower? Everyone put up their hand.
Well, I think
I think a couple of people were embarrassed to say they didn't.
Yeah.
And it was the guys.
It was the guys.
Little did they know, had they kept their hand down, they would have been right. So the thing here is, Dr. Angelo Landresina, a dermatologist who has studied these things, so whether you think it's wrong...
Very good point.
He knows legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Mentioned that really you only have to be washing with like a loofah or whatever in the areas where you're going to sweat, where your creases are. Say you went to the gym. Of course, go ahead and wash down where you sweat. But if you're like you and I, who don't go to the gym...
I gym every day, James.
Where?
The gym.
Get the CCTV for that gym. Then you don't have to be scrubbing those areas. And I get what he means because I wash everywhere, mainly because I enjoy the experience of showering and like it's the smells and all that kind of stuff.
Play some music. Sticky radio.
Yeah, sticky radio.
When it sticks to the shower.
Yes.
Bluetooth radio.
But the front of my legs, in particular in winter, get so itchy to the point where I scratch them till they bleed. And I'll do it in my sleep.
That's not good for you, James.
It's not good for you. And I would bleed.
Yeah, that's the thing. Sleep itching.
And I would wake up literally scratching.
Ouchies.
And honestly, when I stopped washing my... You let water obviously drip down them. You rinse them with water. But when I stopped scrubbing at my legs when they were dry, it made such a big difference.
Now, see, in my mind, I'm envisioning... washing your hair, right? And that water's dripping down.
Fine.
And now I have my hair materials on my leg. Hairspray. Gam.
Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I always wash my hair first in the shower.
Yeah, same.
Rinse that away. Mm. Wash your face, right? Rinse that away so that all your shampoo suds are gone. If there was any on your face,
I feel like it's a gathering place now.
Here we go, though.
Elephant graveyard
on your body. What I would say to that is the skin on your face is very different to the skin on your legs, for example. Not so much, so you might want to scrub your back, but you're not going to get a load of acne on your knees. Do you know what I mean? So if there's a gather up of whatever, washing it away with just your shower head is absolutely fine. You're allowed to get your body wet, you're allowed to shower yourself down.
Yeah,
but what I would say is if you're getting excessively dry and itchy, he recommends just not scrubbing there, not applying any kind of surfactant there.
And then you have a problem, you speak to him.
But also hot showers. We know our friends in particular love boiling hot showers to the point where they come out looking like a lobster. And can't breathe. And it's not...
Their lungs have shrunk by 20%.
Yeah. And I honestly, a whole day of my life, have never taken a boiling hot shower.
I don't like hot showers.
I can't breathe.
This one time, do you remember in Spain, I ran a bar and I didn't realise it was hot. And it was so hot that when I stuck my foot in, it felt freezing cold.
Lucky you put your foot in to test the temperature. Yeah,
but I kept it in there for a good, like, 10 minutes. No, that's too much. Like, 5 minutes. Because I was like, oh my God, it's so cold. But it feels, like, okay. And then slowly I realised, I was like, oh my God, actually, it's burning my foot. It was so cold. It was so hot. It stung to a point where it felt cold. And then that was my foot.
It was red for a very long time.
And then I never washed my legs since. And
but also that heat can take out any kind of moisture from your skin. Sorry, hydration from your skin can damage your skin layer. And all these issues that you might be facing when it comes to itchy skin could be from literally just having a really hot shower. Lukewarm. They're very lovely.
Yeah, just have yourself a nice time in a lukewarm bath, shower. It's Christmas.
Yeah, Christmas. Come on, it's Christmas.
Do you have any tips relevant to this, to tis the season? Like the weather change?
Oh, you meant to Christmas.
Yeah, what's a Christmas
thing? Yeah, have a good attitude when you're doing... just changing up your skincare. Like, again, I think there's this whole thing where it's like, you know, oh, in the winter you should be using thicker products. But that's not necessarily true.
Yeah, I don't think that is. But then I do also think you should prep your skin more, what's it called? pay more attention to what your skin is doing during this time. Because I feel like summer, of the other ones that go after, are like, my skin's kind of the same throughout, you know?
That's it. Listen to your skin. Take into consideration what you're doing. Mm. Like, why? Like, are you going from hot to cold? Mm. Is that why your skin's acting up? Are you having hot showers? Yeah. Are you, you know, have you started already, like, eating Christmas crap? You know, kind of stuff like that. Think about why. Is that making you sluggish? You know, think about why your skin's acting the way it is. Don't immediately just go to using really, really heavy moisturizing products because it's cold now.
Very true. Very true.
Do you have another tip?
No, but what is the worst tip ever for you?
Oh, we discussed this earlier too. Sunscreen, tanning, contouring was a thing on TikTok. Listen, aside from... So sunscreen amongst skinfluencers, dermatologists, it's like a ongoing joke that, have you put your sunscreen on today? Good morning to only those people wearing sunscreen. Yeah. But all right, fine, like, it's a cloudy day, I don't care if you don't care, kind of thing.
Yeah.
But when you are physically trying to burn your skin, so sunscreen contouring is only applying sunscreen to the areas that you want to be highlighted, with the idea that the areas that aren't covered in sunscreen get darker through being tanned.
Yeah.
But what you're doing there is physically going out and burning your skin for a TikTok hack. And it's fucking stupid. It's stupid. It's Gwyneth Paltrow level sunscreen application stupid.
Yeah.
You?
Well, she was an actress, right?
Yeah.
What was she
in?
She
still is. Things. I don't actually know, you know.
I won't be buying the VHS of her latest film. Yeah,
I won't be.
I think one of the worst I've ever seen... and again, this is one we discussed earlier, was Michelle. I need to double check if it was her.
I won't say a big name.
I won't say a name because somebody way back in the day was like, how to clean your brushes, right? So they laid their brushes out in foil and then covered every single part of it in cooking oil, like olive oil, wrapped it up so the stuff would melt, all the...
Makeup
would melt away, dissolve, and once they wrapped it up, they put it in the dishwasher.
It just doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. It does not make any
sense. What a way to kill you!
Well done.
Emails. Well done. Congratulations. You win.
You have this one.
What a way to ruin your nice brushes. If you can afford to change your brushes every 6 months, you know what? Steam your brushes. Cook them.
It's just like just...
Add a lemon slice whilst you do, you know? Yeah.
Put them in the bath with you. Put them in a lukewarm bath with you. Wrapped in foil. Yeah. How about that?
How about that?
Yeah. Right, listen. I think we're going to wrap this one up because we have... different houses to go to and beds to lay in.
And work still to do.
And it's nearly 7 p.m. Now! You don't understand. We're 32. It's bedtime in an hour.
It's bedtime. Thank you so much for joining us today. You can follow me for more makeup content, Robert Welsh on YouTube, Robert WLSH on Instagram, and Robert Welsh Makeup on TikTok. No, it's not. Robert Welsh MUA on TikTok.
Yeah. And for more skincare content, www.youtube.com/JamesWelsh. I got my URL.
Yeah.
James_S_Welsh on TikTok and Instagram.
Oh, that sounds like a nice time.
Yeah, Double Cleanse, the Double Cleanse or Double Cleanse podcast on Instagram.
Type in Double Cleanse,
see what happens.
And we do have a joint channel where we try some of these nasty TikTok hacks and tricks and things.
You bitches.
It's the Welsh twins. Go ahead and look.
Yeah, we'll see you there, over there then.
See you there, there, there.
Away in a manger. No creep.
Happy Christmas.
That's
Father Christmas.
Taste the feeling.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, bye. Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.